Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
We hope you're enjoying our 4 weeks of CES coverage. Please be sure, if you've not yet seen the videos of all the interviews we did, check them out at intotomorrow.com and let us know what you think of the products we talked about.
This portion of the show brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the most significant live event for digital consumer products. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Benji Lock, the key is at your fingertips. Visit benjilock.com.
How would you like to deter burglars from your home when you're not at home? Well, our next guest does just that with a very cool, new, unique device. Sales representative with Home Shadows is Marion Bonsignori. Marion, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Dave, for having us.
It's our pleasure. Tell me first a little bit about Home Shadows, how it got started, and then we'll get into the cool product you're going to show us.
Well, Home Shadows is actually an Austrian company. We're part of the Austrian Pavilion here at CES. There's the 12 different Austrian companies who are showing for the first time, so we're very excited to be here. Home Shadows actually started in Austria, and it's currently for sale in Austria and Germany. We started in 2019 in those markets. We are excited, though. This is our first entrance into the U.S. market this year. So we're really excited to be here at CES and show everybody what Home Shadows is all about.
And speaking of showing everyone, those listening on the radio, you have to see these Home Shadows to get the idea of what Marion is going to be talking about. Have no fear. If you're driving, don't be looking at your radio. When you have a chance, visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out the interview of Marion and Home Shadows and all of our guests at CES this year from Las Vegas. So now tell me about the product, and we're showing it as well on this video. So how does it work?
Absolutely. So the idea behind Home Shadows was to create a product that would deter burglars from choosing your home. So most of us have alarm systems and videos, but we wanted to stop the burglar before they even select our home. And that was the idea behind Home Shadows. What this uses is lighting, an algorithm, and an optical lens to cast shadows within your home so it looks like there's movement and activity. And that's a critical deterrent to burglars selecting your home.
And I can attest to that as a former Miami-Dade police officer for many years, that anything you can do to deter a burglar, anybody who's casing your house, if you will, and they think someone's in it, they're likely to go to the neighbor instead. And oh well, so sad for the neighbor, but hey, I got Home Shadows, so pick another house, right? I might be inside and you don't want to mess with me.
Exactly. And we hope that a burglar won't choose your home. So if a burglar has a choice between a home that's completely dark and a home that is maybe has one light on, or a home that has a lot of light and movement that is random, they're less likely to choose that when they're going to go to the one that's dark. So what our idea was to come up with a way to randomize shadows within your home. And what Home Shadows does is does randomize those shadows. You turn the unit on, you leave it on, and it will run through a randomized algorithm. It is not on a loop, it's a randomized algorithm. So it's pretty impossible to actually guess or figure out a pattern because it's randomized. The algorithm was well thought out and we all know that one thing that technicians are good at, developers, is coming up with algorithms. So it casts the shadows within your home. It looks like there's movement in people home. You could keep this in the front of your house. You could keep one upstairs. If you're even home and you're in the back of your home, the front may look dark. This would look like someone is walking in those rooms. They're moving about. Lights are turning off and on. So it's a little bit different than just a static light. And that makes the burglar not so sure what's going on in your home. So it's very easy. It's a plug and play. So you can easily just plug it into an outlet and it's ready to go. You put it on. It'll has a sensor in the back. So it senses when it's dark or it's darkening in your home, and it will automatically kick into action and start its algorithm.
So you can turn it on manually or just leave it on auto, and it senses the room is dark. Let's make people outside think it's not empty.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, it is not meant to replace your home security system, but it is meant to be a front line of defense in the hopes that your home security system doesn't actually have to be utilized. We want to prevent the burglar from even selecting your home, and that's what this does. The other piece is that if you do have a smart home, it can embed with your smart home system by plugging it into a smart home outlet. So either way, we can work independently or we can work with existing technology that you might have in your home.
Now I have another question as that former cop in me that makes me wonder, what if there's an alarm at your home? You're not home, but you're using home shadows. And a police officer responds and now thinks there's someone in your home and they're not answering the door. Have you had that situation, and how might you recommend that be handled?
You know, I think we haven't had that situation come up because we've been very fortunate, and the users that have had this have been able to deter burglars. However, it would be one of those things that you would want to notify and just say, hey, we do have a system in place that is casting shadows so that they might be aware that it might not be a real burglar.
And is it available yet? And for how much here in the U.S.?
So right now we are currently in works for a U.S. distributor. However, it will be available in the second half of 2022. We are anticipating that it'll be below $100 in the U.S. market.
Wow, that's I was afraid you were going to say it's going to be around $300, but peace of mind, less than $100 is not only great for peace of mind, but all the examples you gave, elderly and kids home alone, whatever. It makes perfect sense. And as you said, you could easily move it around.
Exactly.
So maybe you're in the front of the house, but nobody's in the back of the house. And maybe there's where people have wandered occasionally. Put one there. Move it upstairs as you need it. Whatever. Buy one for every room when you're on vacation.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's one of those things that you could send one to your college student in their apartment. You can put one in your upstairs, your downstairs. You have an elderly person, you could put it in your RV. You know, there's a lot of applications for how you would use it in your life and what pieces and parts that you have to secure that you want to deter people from entering.
Well, Marion, thank you for talking to us about home shadows and very cool deterrent, because a lot of times it's a simple matter of lights, or in this case, lights with shadows, making people think there's somebody there. The whole point is you don't want anybody in your neighborhood to be burglarized, but you certainly don't want it to be you. And you want to stay secure as possible, with crime rising, unfortunately, around the world in many cases. Visit homeshadows.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We wish you good luck and keep us informed as to its availability here in the U.S. so we can then talk more about it on the air.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, homeshadows.com, just what it sounds like. If you've not yet seen the video, of course, if you're watching it, yeah, you've seen it. But if you're listening on the radio, be sure to come by and check it out, and you'll see what we're talking about. Pretty cool stuff. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned into tomorrow as we bring you more from CES, our 27th year, bringing you the latest right here on the Advanced Media Network.